possible vaccine for cancer, weather advice for NASA, maybe even new fuel discoveries that make gasoline obsolete. All of this and more is happening every day here at one of the nation's top research universities, and you get to hear about it first, right here on Classic City Science.
Eye health is important for our entire bodies. Today we're speaking to Dr. Lisa Renzi-Hammond, who is the director of the Human Biofactors Laboratory at the University of Georgia. And, you know, I read somewhere that you said the OD is the new GP. Is that some kind of rap lyric, or what does that mean in your line of work?
Wonderful question. So in my line of work, one thing that we're really interested in doing is making long-term behavioral change. So the idea is that if we can get patients to eat the right foods, do the right things, we can prevent an awful lot of disease. So one has to ask then, okay, that's great. Let's get people acting healthier. Who do they talk to about that? So one of the great places to go if you're interested in, say, changing your diet is to see a dietitian. But unfortunately, our research and the research of others shows that most people don't get referred to a dietitian unless there's a really big problem. So it's not the case that you're just sort of told every day, oh, I think it's I'm feeling like I need to work on my health. I think I'll go see an RD. So it's not something that most patients really get referred to. So in our research, we've been trying to work on behavior change and have been thinking to ourselves, who can you see to work on your behavior? Generally speaking, problem medical visits in the United States healthcare system are incredibly brief. So you might spend an awful lot of time in the clinic, in the waiting room, and, you know, working with MAs and sort of going through the process of getting your blood pressure taken or your temperature taken. But actual time spent with a practicing physician, an MD, is really rare. It's small. It ranges from about 7 minutes to about 12 minutes on average, depending on which specialization you look at, which is not a lot of time to tell a patient, okay, here's how you change, you know, your entire lifestyle in one fell swoop. So we started looking around to see which kind of healthcare professionals, A, have more time to spend with patients, and certainly, providers at other levels tend to have a little bit more time. But one group really stood out to us, and that was optometrists, ODs. So the great thing about going to an optometrist visit is that, you know, you've got lots of time to actually spend with this healthcare provider talking about lifestyle and about things that are important to you, like your sight. So interestingly enough, just like any other part of your body, when you change your behavior, say you change your diet, you really dramatically impact the health of your eyes. In fact, the retina itself is like a little detached piece of brain. So if you change the retina, whatever you do to that little piece of the nervous system, you're doing to the rest of the brain too. So for example, when people change their diet, when they start eating more green leafy vegetables, for example, and we start to see increases in levels of a chemical that's found in there called lutein, which is a really strong antioxidant, what we see is that lutein actually sticks in the back of your retina, and we can measure it. Groups like, you know, various optometry professional associations even have recommendations about how to eat for eye health. Eating for eye health is just like eating for brain health. The very things that you would do to protect your eyes, you can also do to protect your brain. And perhaps more importantly, because the eyes are so active, they have such a rich blood supply, what happens to the eyes usually, you know, is happening in other parts of the body, but we can see it there first. So if you look in cardiology, for example, now they're recommending imaging the retina to try to figure out if people's hearts are at risk. There's a lot you can tell by looking at eyes.
Do you find that this is a common practice, that optometrists are having nutritional conversations, or they are looking at disease prevention or early onset diseases through the eyes?
More and more frequently, optometrists are recommending better nutritional practices, stopping smoking, exercising to improve blood flow, all of the things that we wish our patients would do with a little bit more time to really coach patients through the process.
Okay. So if I'm headed to my optometrist, what are some, I guess, icebreaker questions I can start to have to develop that conversation?
So ideally, when you start to talk with your optometrist, you will be, asking questions about how your eyes are looking, how do your retinas look, how do your lenses look, and when changes are spotted there, for example, if there's been big change in your retinas, you know, big change in your lenses, usually that's a really good trigger point for an optometrist to say, so you might want to start working on your diet, or you might want to start, you know, working on smoking and things like that. So that's always a good time to start when you get that prompt to say, okay, so what can I do? What can I take? What can I start thinking about with my behavior to make sure that, you know, my whole body is doing very well?
Okay, so just to decode this message, the OD is the optometrist, and that's the new GP or the new general practitioner.
Exactly. I think that as we start engaging in the healthcare system and all of these different levels, right? We see individual providers for individual issues, you know, being able to have those longer conversations, you know, if it's with an eye care provider, that's a wonderful place to have it.
Well, thank you so much for being here today and to talk about this with us.
Thanks for having me.
Today, we've been speaking to Dr. Lisa Renzi-Hammond, the director of the Human Biofactors Laboratory at the University of Georgia College of Public Health. For WUGA, I'm April Sorrow.